Morning, folks. This is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. We're live at 102.9 FM, whistlefm.com, formerly Whistle Radio. Sharing the Burden believes in life recovery. We are a life recovery group, and we follow the 12 steps of sharing the burden to support the hurting. All are welcome at our meetings. We hold weekly meetings in several locations. Check out sharingtheburden.ca to find the meeting closest to you, or start your own. And we need one in Stouffville soon. SBRadio.ca is another access to what's being set up for future broadcasting. We house the last half dozen or so broadcasts, so you can go there anytime you want and listen. So it's either sharingtheburden.ca or stbradio.ca. Laurel and Raj are back with me. Welcome, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And they were both on the same day, probably about a month ago or so, I would guess. We've been trying to reschedule on a basis of a month, 1 to 2 months, and even more, depending on the people. But we like to see how people change in their lives, because there's no realism to one time, hello, here I am, I feel great, and then fall down and get sick and never come back again. So anyway, it's a real-time show. We like to focus on that, and focus on the fact that everybody's different every day of their lives, and we all kind of need each other one way or another. We're into our 11th phase of the program, which for us is all about seeking a relationship, really, with God as we understand God. And we're not here to tell you whose God is the best God. I happen to be a Christian, and that's where I've ended up in life, but others are certainly other things, and they're all welcome around sharing the burden. We all want to seek the God of our own understanding. And we're talking about doing that through prayer and meditation, and somehow building a conscious contact with this entity. So, you know, how would we build a conscious contact? And one of the answers is right in the rest of the actual step, which says praying only for knowledge of His will, meaning the God you've chosen to be your personal God, and for the power to carry that out. So, folks, when we look at seeking, and that's part of the sharing for today in the Life Recovery Devotional, any comments? I'll start with you, Rez, because I know you had some notes on what was going on here, and you might have something along the lines of seeking, and if not, tell us what all those notes are all about.
Well, that's personal. I can't share that with you. I'm sorry. Good morning, everyone. When I read the steps, step 11, the word that really strikes me is conscious contact. How conscious am I when I make contact with God? In the AREAMS, it talks about a higher power. Of course, you can have a choice who you want to use as a higher power, but my higher power is God. And of course, through prayer and meditation, that's what that everybody has to do that. But having that conscious contact with God, I think, is very, very important, especially for somebody like me who's in recovery. Because making this contact is okay, but then having that intimate relationship with God or the Holy Spirit, I think it takes me a long way in my recovery. How am I supposed to put this? My upbringing was more religious than spiritual.
Okay.
Because, you know, I was dragged to church, Sunday school. Oh, you have to be a good boy, no swearing, no drinking, nothing. But that was all thrown down onto me. I really never got to understand the spiritual part or the spiritual aspect of Christianity, or knowing who God is or who Christ is. It's unfortunate that I had to wait for 40 odd years to understand who God is. But then it's never too late, right? So in a lot of ways, it might not sound very good, but I think I'm privileged to be an alcoholic. Because that's the only way I came to understand life, and I came to understand God the way I see Him today in my life.
That's a great statement, too, and we often hear in different meetings, different 12-step rooms around the world, really, that people thank God for the glaring disease or the glaring character flaw that that caused them or put them in the position or hurt them enough, brought them to a place of depravity where they could and would actually reach out and accept something that made sense to them. Because I think God, however you understand God, has different ways to draw on all of us, and which brings up an interesting point. We were just talking to Laurel here before we went on live, and she was talking about attributes and some that she has and doesn't have and so on, and how we're all so unique and so different. So I think that goes along with the way God taps into that uniqueness, and for those who believe that way, that God created us in this unique fashion for probably exactly those purposes, so that he could connect with each of us in a very special, unique way. Laurel, when you look at that in respect to what we were just talking about earlier, does it connect? Does it make sense, that your uniqueness is kind of drawn out and spelled out pretty clearly to you as you work through this program of finding out what your gifts or attributes really are in the church?
Yeah. First of all, I just wanted to comment on what Raj said, and I just want to say that what a place of understanding and great peace. When you can make a statement like you just did, thanking God for our shortcomings, right? It's like when you get to that place, it's wow. Yeah, what a place of peace and surrender. And I just wanted to say well done. Well done.
You don't hear me cry on radio, please. It'll sound like a home.
We'll talk about the cost later.
Yeah. but to comment on what you just said, Scott, we're all so different. We're all so very, very different, and today's scripture here is about love and looking at the way we love, not everybody's language will speak to another person, even between a mother and a child. The mother might be speaking a language of love that she thinks works for her child, and it's just not hitting the mark with the child. And I remember listening to this woman talk about her three sons, and I guess it had been a pretty busy week, and it was go, 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 and finally she just said, okay, what can we do to make this all be better? And her middle son said, go bowling. and at first she was like, rolling her eyes, like, go bowling. And when she realized that her son was very serious, he said, I miss the four of us going bowling. And she realized that they hadn't gone bowling in a year, and so she went and booked the lanes. We're all so different, and the whole idea, I guess, with making a relationship with God is, and this particular, right, it says, like what Raj said, conscious contact. So am I listening to what he is saying to me? And he can give us the power to meet the needs of others in a way that speaks to them, in a way that's meaningful, in a way that will help them grow and feel better about who they are, and embrace their uniqueness instead of, thinking that they're not good enough, or because the world's really good at that, right? Making you feel like you just don't measure up, you're just not enough, you're just, the world's really good at beating us down.
We're not bad at it either ourselves.
Yeah, right. That's right.
I mean, to ourselves.
Yeah.
Repeated what the world told you.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, hang on to those thoughts. We're going to have to take a quick break here, and then we'll come back for a bit of a long shot. And the shorter one at the end, we like to try and get about a half hour in the middle there. So what do you think, my friend? Is there anything Mr. J. Rumbles behind the wires there is going to do for us this morning, or is he going to sell some time? What are you up to, Jay?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everybody. And, yeah, I think it's time to pay some bills here, and we'll be back here on Shedding the Burden on Whistle FM.